WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 225, Buccaneer Blast, Fireworks at Sea. Join us now for another My Disney Dream Memories, and let your ears take you aboard this majestic Disney Cruise Line ship one more time as we wrap up Pirate Night aboard the Disney Dream with a viewing of the fireworks from the top deck of the ship. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. Phew, this pace is tough to keep up. I don't know how these weekly Disney podcasters do it, but I do hope that you're enjoying all these extra memories while you're staying safe at home with me. I've been blogging more and have posted recently some more of my favorite Disney experiential podcasts like this one, favorite Disney experiential video channels on YouTube, and a playlist of virtually going through Walt Disney World. I have linked them here in the show notes. But today, we're going to have some more fun on the Disney Dream, and what is more fun than fireworks and a show? So let's go have some fun. In our previous memory, we watched Mickey and the gang defeat Captain Hook in Mickey and the Pirates in the Caribbean deck party. After the show, we headed inside to catch a show in the Walt Disney Theater, which again was the magician who was really quite good, but it just doesn't translate to audio recording, so we won't be reliving that memory. Instead, after the show ended, we headed back up to the top deck to catch a very special fireworks show. As with most Disney fireworks show, it's not just a shoot up some fireworks and be done. Instead, it begins with a stage show to help tell the story. Shortly after we arrive, Captain Jack Sparrow's crew comes out and entertains the crowd. When Captain Jack makes his appearance, the pace quickens. Because Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales is only a year old at this time, the synergy is still alive, so Captain Salazar and his undead crew are chasing after Jack. The pool is covered, so there's plenty of space to do sword fights, zip lines, and characters flying up and down from the smokestacks. Plus, with the help of the jumbo screen that is over the pool, even Captain Salazar can make an appearance or two, ordering his men to find and capture Jack. Finally, as Karina Smith informs everyone how to get the Trident, the fireworks begin overhead. The show itself is not so family-friendly. First off, it's late. By now, it's probably like 10:30, almost 11 o'clock at night. Secondly, Dead Man Tell No Tales is probably one of the darkest and scariest of the Pirates of the Caribbean movie franchise, in my opinion, and I spend more time apologizing to my wife and telling my kids when to look away so they don't have nightmares and ruin their memories of this magical Disney cruise vacation. That said, the stage show is phenomenal, the music score is marvelous, and the fireworks are something you just actually can't find on any other cruise line to date. It has to be seen when you take a Disney cruise. Before we jump into today's memory, I want to remind you that you can find out how to contact and follow me, find show notes, see photos and videos, and of course become a show supporter all on our wdw-memories.net website. Don't forget, if you like what you hear and want to help support the show, you can become a patron supporter, and as my thank you gift to you, begin receiving ad-free memories for as little as $1 a month. I especially want to thank my current patron supporters for their continued support of the show. Your monthly donations help ensure the future memories for everyone listening. This and all of our cruise memories have been recorded on the new binaural microphones, so if you like how they sound and want to say thank you, Lou, for upgrading before your cruise and all of your upcoming trips, head over to the support page where you can find links to donate to the show. I can't wait to take them into the parks this September and get so many new recordings to share with all of you. I am so grateful for the support of any amount, guys. Finally, we're up to 152 ratings on Apple Podcasts. Thank you to all of you who are leaving your ratings and reviews. Make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to give your feedback. Those reviews help the show be found by more subscribers, plus they give potential new listeners an idea of how great this podcast is. Also, while you're listening, maybe take a moment and help me spread the word. Make sure you share that you're listening and loving this memory. Tell a friend, post it on social media. Just think, maybe this little escape will help someone you know or love that needs a pick-me-up that only a Disney distraction can provide. Help me spread some of that Disney magic today. So today's memory is once again in binaural, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now join my family as we wrap up Pirate Night aboard the Disney Dream with a viewing of the amazing fireworks from the top deck of the ship.
mysterious waters. Waters once owned by tales of plenty, of pirates, and boys of hunt. Some say when the night is right and the sea is with, these scoundrels will once again sail the seas.
The what? For now. Yeah. like to sing for you. I'll fetch you some new members of the band, right? Now, this song has itself something called a chorus, which I think we're all pretty good at singing by now. But just for the fun of it, let me teach it to you. It goes like this.
Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
Now we're going to be doing something a bit different with this one. We're going to be splitting out my side. So I'm going to have everybody from my end over all the way up to deck 12 on the port side sing way, hey for me. And I'm going to have everyone on the starboard side from my end all the way up to deck 12 sing and up she rises for me. And then at the end together, we're all going to sing early in the morning. Have we got that? You're not very confident tonight, are you? Let me hear it. Have we got that?
Yeah.
There we are. All right, ready to try it? All right, let's go for it now.
Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
Fantastic, I can hear you all. Y'all doing a great job tonight. Well, it looks to me like perhaps we have our new members of the band. We do? Fantastic. Bring them out. Oh, lovely. Now.
Would you like to
go and see you?
All right,
now who's next?
It's the pirate monkey.
you are facing imminent death.
Ah, that kind of horrible thing. And how do we get out of this predicament?
There is a way. Find the rider of Poseidon with a map. No man can read.
I can't read everything myself.
Me either.
Shall I get the horse, Captain?
Ah, yes, but I'm pretty sure I was already in the middle of something.
What?
I can't see through the wall.
Well, that doesn't.
That's not very good.
There he is!
Now, you can't read the map, you can read the map,
I'm waiting my heart.
take about?
Into that?
Bye.
Good job.